Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What is your shower routine? That is a Facebook question that was posted recently by our morning show, and multiple choice answers were given, and we wanted to know, are you doing one of these with your shower routine in the morning?
It's 99.1 The Mix, Elizabeth and Radar. I'm producer Dave, Elizabeth out on vacation, and yeah, the question sparked because I was getting ready for a shower last week, and I left and did a couple of things around the house, and then when I got back in the room, it was a nice little steam room. Probably like 5 minutes later, the water was scalding hot, so I posted the question, when I start my shower, I, A, get in immediately, B, wait 30 seconds to get in, or C, take 5 minutes, go around the house, do a couple of chores, come back to a makeshift steam room, and warm water.
You're going to go get a sandwich, you're going to watch a TV show, and then go in the shower?
Why not? Got to get my lunch to bring into the shower, right?
Why not just wait? Well, when you go in the shower, you can always listen to the Mix on the radio.com app. So maybe just have the phone off to the side, pop us on, and there you go. You got the Mix, you got some great music while you're in the shower. But no, I was somebody who said, I turn the shower on, get in, and as soon as I feel it's warm, shower, boom, I'm out. However, you like to let it warm up.
I like to get my water completely warm before I even get in, and then I'll take like another 10-minute shower basking in the warmness.
You run down the street, go to the store, do some shopping, change your oil in your car, and then you go in the shower.
Exactly.
Nice, nice job. So, right. What are some of the other things people are saying?
Facebook, majority of the answers on Facebook have been B, wait 30 seconds, so they're in between both of us. They don't like to get in when it's cold, but they also don't like to wait too long because it wastes too much money. Well, I don't pay for my water right now.
Oh, that's so, why you do it.
No. When I paid for my water, I did it also, and I didn't really notice anything about it, so it's not too bad. But these are some funny ones I want to read to you because Jillian, she says that she lets the water run in her kitchen sink first and then turns the shower on.
Kind of warm the pipes up. Okay.
That confuses me because anytime I turn on any other source of water in my house besides my shower, it either gets scalding hot or freezing cold.
You lose that water pressure right away. You're like, who's turning the water on in the kitchen?
So, Jillian,
turn it off.
If that works for you, I'm proud. But this one, this is the one that really gets me radar. Alyssa says she gets in the shower first and then turns it on.
Oh, she gets in and then flips the shower.
So, literally, just lets the cold water immediately hit her.
Well, it probably wakes you up in the morning.
I mean, I guess. You Alyssa, know, is that what you're doing? You need a wake-up shower?
You get that wake-up splash in the face, you know? For guys, there's a different reason we take a cold shower. You know, it's when we get the no answer in the bedroom. But, you know, otherwise, I think that works out good.
I don't get what you're talking
about.
You
don't get what I'm talking about because you let the water run too long. It's too hot. When it's cold.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah.
You can tell me what you're talking about off there.